Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of King Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to adore him." And King Herod, hearing this, was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ should be born. But they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judah, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come forth the leader that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, privately calling the wise men, learned diligently of them the time of the star which appeared to them, and sending them into Bethlehem, said, "Go and diligently inquire after the child, and when thou hast found him, bring me word again, that I also may come and adore him." Who, having heard the king, went their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the child was. And seeing the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And entering into the house, they found the child with Mary his mother. And falling down, they adored him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having received an answer in sleep that they should not return to Herod, they went back another way into their own country. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come, Holy Ghost. And dear faithful, even though this is the Epiphany and a Good Friday at the same day and the same time, your Good Friday devotions are still carried out as usual, even though we have the Mass of the Epiphany. And we would like to become saints. We want to know this Jesus and love him. And in order to help us to do this, we look at the things that he did. You see that how he stayed in Bethlehem with his parents when he was an infant, and he had them stay there, even though they were making the decisions in the family, Joseph and Mary. Still, Jesus was the one who guided them, because he was also God. And he knew, because he told it in Isaiah the prophet, long beforehand, that he would show himself to the leaders of the Gentiles, to the kings from the east, and that they would be drawn to him by a star. A star was a body in the out between a star and a black hole. Black hole that sucks everything in silently, if they really exist out there. But the star is a burning gases, and they give light for long, long distance. And this star was showing these men where the child was. They had knowledge of the king of the Jews being born when they should see a certain star appear. And this star did appear, and they came to investigate this newborn king of the Jews. And they brought him, of course, fitting offerings for a king on his birthday. And so we want to realize what Jesus was doing. He drew them there so that they would acknowledge the Savior of the world. That is how they acknowledged him. They said, "This is the Savior of the world, and he's also the newborn King of the Jews." And they would learn of the Savior who came not only to save the Jews, but to save everyone. universal Savior. He's also the Savior of the angels, not because they sinned, but by the merits of the Son of God that were to come, the good angels resisted Satan. He's the Savior of the Holy Virgin, who had no sin, but she was prevented from it in view of the merits of Jesus our Savior. And she is the Savior of all human beings who shall one day be saved. And those will be saved who know, love, and serve him in this world. And this is a huge feast day. The revelation to the Jews that the Savior was born was on Christmas night when the angels told the shepherds the good news. Today's day is born unto you a Savior. And behold, you'll find him in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. Go and have a look. And they did. The angel gave them words. But to the Gentiles, signs. Because they did not have the faith delivered to the patriarchs of the Jewish nation. And as it is this day, it is not for us to seek after miracles. We have the words of Jesus Christ. We have the words of the apostles. We have the words of scriptures, and we have chrism. That is our revelation. We don't need signs. We have revelation. What's wrong with the charismatic movement? They make too big of a deal of extraordinary things and feeling like they're healed, right? It's a bunch of nonsense. But today, then, a great reason to celebrate. We're in the season of Epiphany now, and it is for us to rejoice that Jesus chose to show himself to the nations of the world who were not Jewish as their Savior as well as anyone else's. And so we rejoice that this Savior is given to us. And one of the Masses after Christmas starts out, Pour Natus Est Nobis. Some of you get the Gregorian chant tapes of the Christmas Masses. They're very beautiful. And the intro to one of them, Pour Natus Est Nobis et Filius Datus Est Nobis. And I'll tell you what that means in English. Pour Natus Est Nobis means a child is born to us. And the second line, et Filius Datus Est Nobis, and a son is given to us. This is very profound. A child is born to us, and a son is given to us. The Savior is a gift to you. And on Epiphany, we remind ourselves, Jesus came and gave himself to us to be ours. The Son is given to us. We have very much, therefore, to be grateful for, and very much to be careful to live up being worthy of such a gift. We receive him when we take Holy Communion and the sacrament. We receive him by deliberately joining the Catholic Church. Some of you were cradle Catholics. Others of you decided, after being an adult, you would become a Catholic. And by doing so, by deciding, I'm going to join the Catholic Church, this is deliberately receiving the gift. I hope he didn't answer it. Deliberately receiving Jesus by deliberately becoming a Catholic. Those that were already cradled Catholics, baptized when you were infants, grew up in the Catholic Church. It helps us to do the same kind of thing that converts did. To deliberately make up our minds to remain a Catholic and to remain in the church established by Jesus Christ and to receive deliberately, coming from afar, as it were, coming from a distant land in a way, coming to our Catholic senses and saying, in a very spiritual and fervent way, Lord Jesus, I have come here to see you. I have come here to adore you. I have come here to receive you as a gift. And I have come here to give myself to you completely. This is our prerogative that has been given us by God's mercy. So let us, in this feast of the Epiphany, be very serious about having our good Savior give Himself to us and coming to worship and honor Him each time we approach the church. When you're driving down Interstate 70 from the west, you can see the church before you even get on the exit ramp. You ought to start thinking right away, I'm coming to see the Savior of the world who lives over in that building, that church. I'm going to come and receive Him who was given to me on Christmas and in my baptism and in every Holy Communion. And I am come to give myself to Him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.